It is a pleasant Friday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are on the comfortable side. It's a little bit cooler than average for this time of year, but it's not way off the mark. If you are going to be out this evening, it'll be a good idea to have a jacket or a sweatshirt with you, as it will feel a bit on the chilly side. And it's definitely that fall feel that we expect this time of year. That's going to be the case as we head into the evening hours. The humidity levels are nice and low, and the sky is quite pretty this afternoon, depending upon your location. And what's happening is we're on the fringe of Dorian, which is finally moving away from the North Carolina coast this afternoon. It's going to track well south of Long Island tonight. So being on the edge of this thing, we are seeing variably cloudy skies. In some areas, it's quite bright. In other areas, it is quite gray. The bottom line is that the farther northwest you go, the brighter it is. The farther southeast you go, the cloudier it is. And for those of you on that fringe of the storm where you're seeing kind of those wispy high clouds, that should make for a spectacular sunset this evening. Now, in terms of any impacts from Dorian, they will be minimal at most across our area. There may be a little bit of rain that gets in, especially south and east of the Albany area coming up tonight. It may be a bit breezy over portions of Connecticut, but the impacts are not going to be tremendous at all around here. I will mention that an incoming frontal system may set off a few showers north and west of Albany coming up tonight. So it's a situation where we all may see a few raindrops, but the reasons will be a little bit different depending upon where you are. Heading into the day tomorrow, the chance for a shower early southeast is a possibility. So there may be a shower in the morning near the fringes of Dorian, but for the rest of us, we're looking ahead to a quiet start to the day. Later in the day, there is going to be the chance for a scattered shower or maybe even a rumble of thunder, especially north and west of Albany, but even in Albany, there could be a passing shower tomorrow afternoon. But most of the day is going to be dry tomorrow. It'll be pleasant, very comfortable, temperatures in the 60s to near 70. The weather looks to remain quiet on Sunday. Again, that fall feel will be with us with temperatures in the 60s to near 70, and dry weather is in the forecast for back to work and school on Monday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower, with highs in the 60s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, breezy, lows in the 50s. Tomorrow, a morning shower, followed by partial clearing, breezy, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of a shower, low 50 to 55, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of a shower with highs in the 60s to around 70. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70, and on Monday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 66 to 72. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.